Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go.
I'm thinking back to the early days. I was probably one of those guys that didn't think about lube and just thought like her body's natural lubrication would be enough. And I probably made a lot of mistakes, you know, early on in our sex life.
And to try to pretend that sex is not important when it's really the only reason we're still here after all these years, it's like, come on, people, get over it. Like, you need to get with the times.
We thought like lube would be such a good product to sell because we are so sexual together and we're just generally dirty-minded, some wholesome dirty-minded people.
Wholesome dirty-minded.
Jesse Howard says it's more fun to have your mind in the gutter.
Yes.
I think there's so many more benefits to the CBD lube. Lube in general, it makes sex more comfortable, but it doesn't increase blood flow. It doesn't increase orgasm experience. So the CBD does all of those things. And so why not add it to your lube and have an even more amazing experience?
One of my favorite scenes after sex with Jessie is she's got the honeypot towel between her legs, squeezing between her legs, and she's off to the toilet. And, and it says honeypot.
And you do this shimmy. You do this shimmy.
Yeah,
this
we do the shimmy.
Yes. Hey guys, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla. A lot of times I don't usually preface an interview with a preface to the interview, but that's what I'm going to do today because I've got a couple things I need to point out about this interview. First of all, I'm super, super, super excited to have Dennis here today and also Jesse. They are the founders of honeypotlube.com. They're going to give you a special discount at the end. So stay tuned for that code because you're going to want it. But I really wanted to give them kudos. Number one, here's a wonderful couple who has, I guess, made sex a priority in their own way too, which, you know, that's kindred to my heart. They are married, have been married for quite a while. They have 5 children. They started a CBD sex lube company together. And they did this kind of out of, you know, just their experience and what would make their sex life better. This is the stuff that inspires me. I really hope you guys just fall in love with them as much as I have. They're an amazing couple. I love their entrepreneurial drive. I love their commitment to their sex lives and how much they're devoted to each other and their pleasure within the context of their relationship. It's amazing. Now, here's the last thing you guys need to know about this interview. This was the toughest interview I've ever had to do. And it won't sound like that when it's done, but let me give you a little insight. For some reason, this phone call or this connection to do the interview kept dropping. It dropped over 10 times throughout the interview. So my editing on this interview was massive. And then my editor had to get his hands on it and do his magic. So by no shortage of amazing effort, number one, commitment on Dennis and Jesse's part to stay in when this thing kept dropping and dropping and dropping after mid-sentence, end of a question. It was so frustrating, but they were such troopers and they just stuck with it. I'm so amazed by that. A lot of people would have been frustrated. I was frustrated, but I wanted to get my interview because I was so excited to have them and they were just as committed to staying on and getting it done. So much love and respect to them, guys. If there's any glitches in the recordings, I just need you to know, like, this is what we went through. We all stuck it out because we really felt like bringing this interview was out and getting it done was so important. So with that, mwah, love you guys. I hope you enjoy it. Please, you know, I love your feedback. Always send it. CuriousGirlDiaries.com. Click on the pink tab on the right-hand side and let me know what you think. All right. Hey, guys. Welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I am so excited for today's episode. Today, I have the owners of Honey Pot Lube on, and I'm so excited to have them because I'm such a proponent of this product, and women of all ages want lube during sex. And as you guys know, I've had guests on, it doesn't matter what age, but more recently, like 23-year-olds complaining about men who don't know what lube is. And they try to start having sex with them dry and there's no foreplay. And it's interesting because women of all ages can experience dryness and pain and lack of sensitivity and blood flow. And for various reasons, I mean, the bottom line is this product just makes so, so much sense. So welcome Jesse and Dennis to the show.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, I am very excited to be here with you.
I am so excited myself. All right. So you guys have an interesting backstory about how you met. And we don't have to linger on this too much, but I want people to know and understand kind of like how you guys met. And can you just tell everyone a little bit about that?
Well, are you talking about how we met as a couple?
Like yeah.
Years ago?
Yes. Well, roll the clock back. Like,
okay. All right. We're not going to linger too much, but no. Basically.
Neighbors.
Yeah, across the street. We grew up across the street from each other. We grew up as neighbors. He's a little older than me, and he came back from the military, and I had a lot of red wine, and we kissed on the couch at a Christmas party. I told him, I've always wanted to kiss you, and he was
I think it was my charm.
Yep, he was very charming, and he told me that red wine, I was kind of a like pink shit drinker, you know, like white Zin.
Yeah.
He said, you have to try red wine. It rolls off your tongue like a rose petal. And I was like, oh my gosh, you're dreamy. And I had a lot of that red wine and I kissed him on the couch and we have talked every day since.
Oh, so that seduced you.
Yes, and I never could go back. I'm a huge red wine drinker now.
Yes, me too. Okay.
Yeah. So, and our parents still live across the street from each other. And yeah, we've had a really fun journey to get here.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. So it's kind of like,
I still try to seduce her.
Yes.
Every day.
That's true.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Okay. So what I love is you guys are like, this is like, a little bit of a wholesome reuniting. And, but you guys also married as you told me, intercourse virgins.
Yeah, I had never heard when you use that term. I was like, I guess that is true. We had done like everything but with other people.
Yeah, I think part of it is your show. You're so open on your show and it's so awesome. And I just thought at that point in our life, like, having intercourse was just taboo with our upbringing and everything like that. And so we would do other things with other people, but there's like a hard line at intercourse.
A hard line.
And so we did it right, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And so over the last 15 years, though, we've really opened up sexually and like found our own groove, which has been really fun.
Mm-hmm. I know. And so this is why I'm so excited to have you guys on and feature you. Because your story surrounding your product and the evolution of it is so important. And I want you guys to highlight that because there's just so much, everybody's coming at this from a different angle. But a lot of couples, you know, they're struggling from whether they were, you know, married as intercourse virgins like you guys, or they didn't have a lot of experience. You know, it's lovely that, and what I find so admirable is that even though you married as intercourse virgins, you are still like so committed to this sexual exploration together and just how you can really make it the best that it can be. And that is really the crux of what I would say is the crux of what the Curious Girl Diaries is about. It's just like making your sex life a priority and making it the best for you under your circumstances, because everybody's isn't different, but you can still make it amazing. And I love that you guys, you know, just were like, well, we married, you know, we didn't have a lot of experience, but we're gonna have that experience together.
Yeah.
It's so much fun. I mean, like just being with her, and I would say I've really evolved as a man. So I'm thinking back to the early days. I was probably one of those guys that didn't think about lube and just thought like her body's natural lubrication would be enough. And I probably made a lot of mistakes, you know, early on in our sex life.
Yeah. And I think when you find yourself newly married and stuff, we're from the Midwest, it was like, go to Walmart, get the lube on the counter and be stocked up for your honeymoon. And then when I think now to the product that we have, it is so much better to be lubed in the proper way and so much more fun and enjoyable for me and so much more fun and enjoyable for him. And so it's very exciting because, you know, we can put this product out for customers, but we get to use it and it makes our sex life better.
Yes.
And that's been really fun. And it has changed our sex life. I'd say I'm more open to things because I'm more ready and it's not uncomfortable.
Right. And also probably because you're more stimulated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely.
And let's face it, right? Women are a little bit more slow cookers, right? Like,
right.
We need that time and we get that building. But if you have a product that's sort of enhancing that and helping that, it just gets us where we need to be faster.
Quicker, also, yes.
Yep. Yes. And also just that the pleasure is there and we recognize it. Because I think that for women, if we look at kind of traditional ways of approaching this and the way that we're relying on men to sort of understand us and unlock this Rubik's Cube, it's hard. So you guys are of the opinion that sex and intimacy is a natural and healthy part of life as breathing and eating or any of the, you know, many things that sustain us as human beings. Why do you think more people don't see it that way? And how do you hope to change that?
Oh, that is a deep question.
Well, I would say Denny has always had this desire to help people in all of his jobs. And when we had this idea of honeypot lube and making sex more comfortable and sex more fun and stimulating, it kind of hit all the criteria for him. It's helping people. You know, he has had a lot of people write back after surgeries and things like that, that it made sex more enjoyable and more fun and less painful. And he gets to talk about sex all day. And who doesn't want to do that? And he gets to have this very sexy lifestyle of talking to amazing people like you and just having this kind of a, you know, sex is one thing he's amazing at. So it's like he gets to talk about sex, gets to help people. I think that is one of the biggest pieces of why this works so well for us. We definitely grew up very religious and very a certain way of thinking about sex. And I think as we've grown and evolved as in our ages, we've just realized that it's so good for you and your psyche and your hormones and your connection. And so we just want that for everyone.
Yeah, I'm kind of an intellectual and I read a lot and you study the animals that are closest to us, like the bonobos and the chimps, and they use sex to relax and to connect with one another. And I think we have the same nature within us. It's just suppressed in a lot of ways, whether it's social or religious. And it's really too bad because it's really a beautiful thing. It's so beautiful.
Oh my gosh. Holy crap. You guys don't even know. Like, I don't know how many episodes you've heard of mine, but I often mention, like, this is a common theme in my podcast, is that I rely on science and nature for the sexual directive. And I'm like, you can't deny these things. Like, this is and to try to pretend that sex is not important when it's really the only reason we're still here after all these years, it's like, come on, people, get over it. Like, you need to get with the times.
Right.
I was just telling Jesse the other day that sex and sexuality was around way, way before religion or marriage came around.
Right. And so... You know, religion and marriage were things that were developed around the adaptation of those principles in order to define how we're going to deal with them.
Right.
And those don't always have to be the right ways that you now, however many years later, are deciding that you're going to deal with them. Mm-hmm. And I love this. This is honestly why I was so excited to have you guys on as a couple. As an entrepreneurial couple, and for what you've developed, is because there's so many of my listeners that struggle with this individually, as couples. You guys really are bringing something very different than other CBD lube producers to the just out to market. And I really want to highlight that that you're not just addressing the physiological issues, but I love that your story and, you know, your commitment to each other addresses a lot of just the psychological and just interpersonal stuff that people are dealing with. And it's just, it's so amazing. That's why I feel so like, yes, I have to have them on. Okay.
Well, and I just wanted to say, it's been amazing to watch. You know, I think we just take for granted that everybody has sex and everybody uses lube. And to hear some of Denny's customer service conversations, like, what is lube? Where do you put it? Is it something, you know, and Denny?
Yeah. I had a conversation with a 60-year-old woman maybe a few weeks back, and she had never used lube yet. And she's buying our lube for the first time.
I love it. Yeah.
Was she going to meet her?
Yeah,
something?
She's going to.
Yeah. So it was just, it was like shocking for me that some people don't know what lube is, you know, and Denny had to kind of tell her, yep, you know, rub it on your partner, you rub it on yourself. And it's exciting.
Yeah. You don't go into this thinking that you're going to be a sex educator, which has been kind of eye-opening. It's like, okay, we're going to talk about how this works and how parts go together. And
just so exciting to know that it's so much better. Like you said, when you're ready, you're turned on, you're lubed up, you know, it's just so much better.
Oh yeah. And me too. I mean, I didn't know what I was getting myself into almost 6 years ago. I had no clue.
Right. Right.
Honestly, this podcast was about me. Is about documenting my sexual exploration. And I was doing a social experiment on myself. And I just really wanted to document kind of where I started and where I ended up. And that was it. And it caught on and just grew and it became so much more than that. I'm blessed for that, but it's very exciting. And so tell me how on earth you guys found your way to deciding that you were going to be, you're this couple, you're together, you're married. How did you go from that to deciding you're going to be this company that sold CBD sex lube?
Well, we knew that we wanted to sell a product and we didn't know what it was. And I was out on a walk in our neighborhood meditating and I came back with this idea that hit me, and CBD had just been legalized in the state of South Dakota. And Jesse and I had an experience with some lube that kind of changed our life. And we wanted to deliver that same life-changing product to other people out there. And I said, what about a silicone-based lubricant with CBD in it?
Well, and then I said, because he sometimes calls my privates, my honeypot, his honeypot.
Uh-huh.
And when he would write me letters, like, how's my honeypot?
The name.
So then I said, honeypot. And he said, we could put CBD in it.
Yeah.
Because of the honeypot, you know, and it was born.
There we go.
So that's kind of, there was a very much a conjoining of ideas. And that's kind of how we came up with the name. And we thought like lube would be such a good product to sell because we are so sexual together. And we're just generally in dirty minded, some wholesome dirty minded.
Wholesome, dirty
Jesse
mind.
Jesse Howard says it's more fun to have your mind in the gutter.
Yes.
Yeah. So we just thought it fits us well as a couple. Yeah. That's for sure.
Okay. So can you briefly explain the difference between CBD lube and actual THC in case there's any stigma for people, you know, who worry about CBD products in the sense that it's the same as getting high or using marijuana?
Yeah, it isn't really. So, I mean, it's U.S. law, federal law, to have less than 0.3% THC in CBD products and ours. But basically, they're all aspects of the plant. And there's many of them, but CBD is one key component, and it really helps with blood flow. And I was just talking to a doctor friend of mine who plays hockey with me the other day, and he said his 90-year-old grandma had to come off of painkillers. And do you know what they put her on? CBD.
Yeah.
So it helps with anxiety, helps with pain, and it helps with blood flow. So there's just a lot of good aspects to CBD. And Jesse and I, as we talked about it, we just thought, well, this is a match made in heaven.
Yes. Yeah. So can I ask you about what are the regulations are, what percentage of CBD can be present in a product?
It's THC.
Or THC, so I'm sorry.
THC has to be less than 0.3%.
Okay. So minute. So this isn't good. Like some people are like, what if this shows up in a drug test? Like, you know, there's a lot of fears, right? So can we?
Yeah, there is. And we've actually responded to a lot of customer questions regarding that. And totally understand the hesitation and the concern there. Our canned response basically is that there are false positives that show up when people are using CBD, but most of all, it's like 2,000 micrograms of consumption, like actually consuming it. And our CBD within the lube is not intended to be consumed, although some of it, you know, may get consumed from time to time, depending on what you're doing. Right now, our honeypot only has 75 micrograms of CBD. And unless you're drinking the bottle, you're not going to pop positive for it.
There we go.
For a test.
Yes. All right. I love that. I like that explanation. Okay. What are some of the known benefits with using a CBD sex lube as it relates to men and women? I know what it does for women. I'm kind of more interested in what it does for men.
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing for most users of any CBD lube, and we're talking CBD specifically here, is the increased blood flow. And as you know, as much as you've talked about sex and sexuality, blood flow is a key component.
It's king. So what are some of the known benefits when using a CBD lube as it relates to men? That's what I'm really interested in, because we kind of know what it does for women, but also and women.
Yeah. Well, CBD, one of the key factors is increased blood flow, and it helps women and men. And one of the things, I can only speak from experience, but when our second batch of honeypot came in, Jesse and I took a drive in the car and found a little place to park around town, and we had sex with our honeypot, and it was mind-blowing. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, we've done it. Like, this is so good. Like, the orgasm was so much stronger. Like, the sensations, like, I mean, it just almost like crippled me.
Okay. I'm going to ask you right now. I just, as a penis owner, this is how people call it right now. You got a penis right. Owner, vagina owner. Okay. What does that, does it feel hot, sensitive? Like, how does it feel on your penis?
Well, I would say one of the things is our customers are a lot of times looking for sensations, like different sensations. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't say it's that, because we don't have anything like warming or cooling or anything like that in our product. But it was almost like when we had been having sex and when the orgasm happened, it was just a very intense, different feeling than I'd ever had before.
Do you think because the lubrication was different from on Jesse's end, or it was more stimulating for, like,
well, I think it was,
I want to dig into this.
Yeah, I think it was more stimulating for me in the end. Uh-huh. You know, it was like the time that we had in intercourse, and then it just kind of built and built, and erotic thing.
Yeah.
Really erotic.
It was really just an erotic thing.
Yes.
It was powerful.
Yes, I love it. Okay.
I think for women, for me personally, when you're lubed up and there's no friction, that it's just all smooth and silky, and it just feels awesome.
Jesus. You know what? Gosh. I think our competitors don't want us to talk about this. Okay. So CBD lube is growing in popularity. Are all CBD lubes created equally? And what makes yours different from others?
That's a great question. This may not be a great business answer, but we haven't done a lot of like competitor research. Like, you know, we wanted to just put a great quality to customers in need. A great silicone lube that is great in bed, great in the shower, lasts in water, with the added benefit of CBD. And we kind of come from, you used the term earlier, blue ocean. We kind of come from that big, like, abundance mentality, like there's enough out there. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to create this great product and not really compete with other people. So, you know, what makes it different? I'm not sure. There's probably products similar to ours, but for the customers that we've changed their lives, like, they're going to keep coming back to us. And that's great.
I don't know anybody else that's actually created this as a couple. So that is
one special piece of it.
That's really the unique part of this, is that not only are you guys, you really created this together as a couple, and you use it and you're engaged in the active, you know, using of it. So I love that part of it. Okay. So just for plain old lube diehards, I mean, because I started out like using lube that didn't have CBD in it a long time ago, right? And I'm sure you guys did too, right? Before you used lube that did not have CBD in it. Okay. So for the plain old lube diehards, why should they ditch their regular lube and switch to lube with CBD in it?
I think there's so many more benefits to the CBD lube. Lube in general, it makes sex more comfortable, but it doesn't increase blood flow. It doesn't increase orgasm experience. So the CBD does all of those things. And so why not add it to your lube and have an even more amazing experience, mind-blowing experience?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know that you guys sent me a sample and I did use that.
Did you use it by yourself or with a friend?
I had to use it. Well, I used it by myself. I have friends that I just didn't get them locked in time to use it together, but I will. That's coming. And, no, I used it because, you know, I guess I'm very greedy that way. Let me just get in there and try it. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I love your little sex towel. Like, I love the whole thing. Like, this is great.
Well, Let Jesse, what do you think about the sex towel? So that's something we haven't talked about. We added a sex towel just because we're a busy family. You know, what do you?
Well, the sex towel for me is we always had like, where's the sex towels? You know, before we would have sex, so we wouldn't have to get up. We could just like fall asleep and exhaustion and, you know, ecstasy. And so it's been so awesome because you can just put that there and go to bed or snuggle or whatever and then take care of it later.
That's right. I mean,
sometimes you want sloppy, dirty sex where fluids are everywhere and they get on the beds, but sometimes you just don't want to do the laundry. I mean, that's the reality of it.
But also when he packs the sex towels and the CBD lube in the truck, I know I'm in for a good time.
Yes. I love that. Well, the other thing is, I agree with you. Like sometimes you love that whole just raunchy, really primal, animalistic sex. You can still have that with your CBD sex lube, but you know, you don't have to be just totally prepared. Like, let me lay out a towel. Like you can just go for it and do that. But it is nice as women, I'll say this, as there's this other part of our brains, right? As females, where we're like the mess. It is. I know guys are just like, let's get to it. And we have, women have that thing too. But there's this, sometimes where there is a little, depending on what's going on, we're like, if you're on my $500 comforter, I don't necessarily want my fluids all over it and some oil and CBD.
Right. You know, like, one of my favorite scenes after sex with Jesse is she's got the honeypot towel between her legs, squeezing between her legs, and she's off to the toilet. And, and it says honeypot.
And you do this shimmy. You do this shimmy. Yeah, this
you do the shimmy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep.
So I it's so nice. In so many ways, you're using lube on each other, then you can use it to dry your hand. You know, it's been awesome. We like it.
I love it. Thank you. Like, yes. Like, can we just say it? We need a sex towel and it needs to be like labeled for that because that's what it's for.
It
needs
to serve that purpose.
When we are washing a lot of those in the laundry.
Yep. And I've got a little, teaser for you too here in a couple of weeks. We were talking earlier in the podcast about how women are slow cookers, right?
Yeah.
And so we are in about 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks, we're going to be coming out with an intimate massage oil with CBD in it too. And that is all intended for the woman and to kind of like do a back massage, a full body massage, and basically give men that opportunity to caress their woman, to touch their woman and get things really flowing. And I'm telling you, best sex that we've ever had is when I've really slowed down and taken time to touch Jesse and rub her back or her whole body. And then it's almost like I've got a different woman in my bed.
I'm ready.
You don't have to tell me. I have several episodes already that have called this one out as yes, like sensual massage for women. I've said this so many times where a guy can get you to this point where literally all he has to do is roll you over. And there's been points where I've literally said, Let me just get on top. Trust me, it's going to take like 3 seconds.
I know. So I know. That's so true.
I can't even stand it anymore. Like, stop teasing me. Do you want your woman to get to the point where she's like, stop teasing me. I need an orgasm right now.
Yes. That's what it's like.
Yeah, and I know.
We are so excited about it because right now we only have samples, but they are amazing.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Well, when are you going to release them? You're teasing us. When are you going to release
them? It's going to be a big tease. You know what? We'd like to come back on the show, you know, in December sometime maybe.
Okay.
And we'll do a release party.
Oh, there we go. There we go. You got it. Yes. And I'll have to, now I'm going to sign up a cohort for this one and be like, hey, I'm going to get one of my regular sex partners be like, you, we're going to do this. We're going to rate it. And this will be very fun. I love it. Yeah.
I think that's great though. That's a great thing where you're asking for what you want. I think that's one of the things that we've struggled with is like asking for what we want in sex. And that is really, this is all about like the lube, the massage oil. It's really giving people that space to communicate and to ask for what they want because it's so important.
I think, you know, can I just say, I think the other important thing is for women, again, because we're slow cookers and we haven't been so much informed about our pleasure or given permission to know that it's important too, is when you are, what I love about the CBD-based lubes is that it helps your genitals. It helps those areas and those regions you're priming the pump. You're ready. And you start to experience what I believe men have been experiencing this whole time, which is just this amazing hypersensitivity. And you start to understand why this is just so amazing and pleasurable. And you want more of it. And you want it with your partner. And it's a deeper way to connect, because you're experiencing with that person. And it just helps overall for so many things for women to understand their bodies, how they work, what's pleasurable, what they need, what really they don't need. You know, they don't need dry sex. You know, just
right.
It gives you this barometer to start to work off of. And then when you're experiencing that with your partner and your partner's getting that feedback, then now we have a real great conversation about what's really going on with our bodies and what's pleasurable. And I know from my experience, I know men really genuinely want to please their woman. And I've never doubted that. It's just that sometimes women need a little help, and we need a little help with the language on, you know, getting us there and how to articulate what's really pleasurable, because, you know, if you haven't experienced it, it's hard. Yeah. And so, and I think that from my vast audience, we have all kinds of things going on, and some women are, this is easy for them, and this isn't. But I love that now that there's a, you know, there's this product that just, you know, really kind of helps you get your genitals in the right headspace.
Right. Yeah, it is. That's what I think is so exciting. Like, even after we've had sex with it, like, this is so good. I'm so excited for people.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Me too. Right. I know. I'm like, I'm trust me, I use this stuff and I love it and it helps. And even though I would consider myself just a sexually evolved female, if you want to like put a generic label on me, but even that, I didn't know what I didn't know. And the more I come across better products that help enhance the potential that my body has when I'm in a sexual then dynamic with another person, it's amazing. So you would not drive your car without oil in it, would you?
No.
Right. No.
Why not?
Well, you wreck the engine.
And everything's not lubricated.
Right.
There's friction.
Right.
It doesn't feel good.
It would not run well.
You know, one thing I think this is pretty clear is lubrication allows people to get to intercourse faster. This may not be a selling point for lubrication, but more for slowing things down. Like if you really do slow things down and do things right with a woman, you know, and allow her body to self-lubricate and stuff like that, you know, that's probably the intended nature's way. But lubrication definitely helps people get to intercourse faster. And then you're not going at it dry, like you said.
Right. And there's all these things. And so I don't want anybody to feel like their body's not working right for them. But there's just a lot of things that in this day and age, we have so much additional other artificial things that, you know, medications, stress, things that in the early 1900s, when we weren't having, like, there's just, you know, and as we've gone along, you know, societally, we just have different things going on. And a lot of, I just want women to know too, a lot of medications promote dryness, you know, they promote sexual dysfunction, you know, one of the side effects and things for women and also men too. And just not just women, but men. And so again, when we can sort of help rebalance that a little bit, like level the playing field, it's a really nice thing. So
even for us as a couple, we have five kids, and when you're breastfeeding, you are not lubed up. So for all the breastfeeding moms out there or pregnant moms, you know, lube is so important. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the times that we found ourselves the most, you know, dependent on it is after we had babies and nursing through those years.
Yeah. And I'm going to share, this is one of our customers. This is one of the feedbacks that we got. This is so powerful. And it speaks directly to what you're talking about.
Yeah.
They said, I'm so happy that I purchased Honey Pot. Before I purchased Honey Pot, I was having difficulty with sexual intercourse or to any intimacy. I decided to Google products that can help, and I found Honey Pot. I would recommend this product to anyone who's having the same issues or just wants silky smooth lubrication. It really is great. And now I look forward to intimacy. Thanks a million.
That's a great testimonial.
Thanks a million.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah. Did you get it all?
Yeah. I love it. I love it. Thank you. Okay. So give everybody your website.
Okay. So right now, honeypotlube.com. And we put a special discount for all your listeners out there.
Yay.
Can you guess what it is? You want to guess? It's Curious 20 for 20% off.
That's amazing. Thank you.
And but we were curious about you. You know, Jesse and I were talking, like, when you decided to go into this line of work, you know, what was your decision making
and how you kind of came to this place of being a podcaster and sharing your story so intimately
and being curious?
Well, I decided that after 3.5 years of no sex, that was ridiculous and I could no longer live like that. And I just quickly changed gears as an entrepreneur. I'm like, well, how would I tackle this if this was a business problem? And I very quickly, I was like, I laid out my action plan and these are my steps and here's what I'm going to do. I made a sex bucket list to make it fun and exciting. And then I also said, not only am I going to do this, I'm going to measure this for results. And so I wanted to just memorialize what came of that year. I was going to devote a year to making my sex life a priority. And so from that revelation, it was like, oh my gosh, you know, so much came out of that. And one door opens another. And really at the end of the year, I was just going to shut it down. And that was going to be that. But it caught on and people started listening. And then I thought, well, I'll do one more year. And then one more year led to one more year. And now it's really just, honestly, my core, I guess, goal or, you know, mission statement would be making your sex life a priority. And it's what you guys spoke to in our pre-interview, just about people really recognizing how important we have all of our to-do stuff, eating, you know, natural, you know, the healthy part of our life, the things that we do like breathing, eating, and the things that sustain us as human beings. And we're forgetting that how important our sexuality and sex life is to us as a basic level, just on a basic level as human beings. I mean, it's really the only reason we're still here after all these years, people. Like, come on. Mm-hmm. And why is this taboo? And I'm done with that. And I'm over that. And I'm just like, no, I'm going to talk about it. And I'm going to be out there about it.
It's a fascinating story. And I can only imagine that you've inspired a lot of people to open up and live their life.
Live their truth.
Live their life in a more open sexual way. And
I hope so.
Right.
And and just again, thank you so much. Having guests like you on with just bringing really wonderful, great products out there that help promote that. It's fantastic. So thank you guys. Thank you so much, Dennis and Jesse. I loved having you on. And everybody, you can, again, don't forget, you can go to, give me the website again.
It's honeypotlube.com.
And if you use Curious 20.
Yep. 20% off for all your listeners.
Yep. And you guys will get a discount, but definitely try it out. Let me know what you think of it. Also, let Dennis and Jesse know. They love your feedback as much as I do. And hey, guys, if you love this episode, you know what you can do. You can always go to thecuriousgirldiaries.com, click on the pink tab on the right-hand side, and leave me a voicemail. You can go up to 5 minutes. If you have something you want to say to Jesse and Dennis, let me know. If you want to just leave them a voicemail with me, I will make sure that I forward it to them. They can respond to you, but you guys know I respond. Yep. I always respond to everybody personally that leaves me a voicemail. I love it. It's a great way that I can interact with everybody, hear your stories, and know what's important to you. Thank you guys so much. Stay healthy, stay happy, stay safe. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Love you. Thank you guys. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.